Thank you for calling the organization of Staff House Newsline for the week starting Monday, May 11th. The Office of Labor Relations reached out to us last week with a new program the city will be implementing. There is a need for a new group called Social Distancing Ambassadors. This job is in response to our city's goal of slowing the coronavirus through the use of social distancing. Most of us do agree to the value of the steps already taken, such as face masks and avoiding close contact in public areas. At the same time, it is May, and cabin fever will tempt many of us to visit the open parks in public areas. It will be the job of our social distancing ambassadors to gently and politely remind anyone in need of reminding that the virus is still with us. Until now, that job was being done by police officers for the most part, but it is an inappropriate use of their time in most cases. Ambassadors will be trained before deployment and will be issued remote communication devices. If a problem arises, our members will reach out to their supervisors. This is not envisioned as a job where our members are asked to enforce rules, but one where we caution those forgetful of the rules. The assignment may require a change of regular work hours, as the city feels that the parks need this service between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. This is an unusual assignment, to say the least. Most years, we would give our ITs to be asked to stroll through the parks in springtime, but of course, this is not a normal year. The assignments will start this month and will continue until further notice. Also, we do have many members who are still reporting to their regular places of work, and we know that the rest of us may be asked to do so as soon as the medical situation permits. In light of this, OSA representatives Alice Moyes and Sharon Jack have been a part of a labor management team working to ensure that the work sites are cleaned and as safe as possible. The effort is ongoing, and a meeting by way of Zoom is being held today. We are working with the other unions to push for industrial deep cleaning of the offices. The proposal is for using antibacterial and antiviral measures, including chemicals and electrostatic and even ultraviolet disinfecting. More on the plans as they develop. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.